Many of you are probably familiar with Dietrich Bonhoeffer's insight from Life Together, that if we can never be satisfied with the spiritual knowledge and experience and love that we have received, and we continue to pray for the really big stuff and overlook the little gifts, we will essentially have stopped God's work among us. Bonhoeffer writes, if we do not give thanks daily for the Christian fellowship in which we've been placed, even when there's not great experience, but small faith and difficulty, if on the contrary we only keep complaining to God that everything is so far from what we expected, then we hinder God from letting our fellowship grow according to the measure and riches which are there for us all in Christ Jesus. And in my book, Living into Community, I share the response of one leader in a vineyard community who wrote, I can only imagine if this advice were heeded by even a fraction of a local church. The effects could be revolutionary. How many times have I wished I were somewhere else where God was really moving? How many times have I fantasized about the perfect fellowship where everyone got along like a perfect family? That ring true for anybody? Yeah. And he concludes, and this was the part that was so striking to me. He says, what this boils down to is spiritual pornography, which is creating a mental fantasy of a perfect place or people and not recognizing the good things all around me. And he notes that the antidote to that is gratitude. For those of us who care deeply about the church and establishing vibrant communities of Christian practice, this is an important reminder that gratitude can be undone in very surprising ways. When we always want an ideal, and it can be any number of them. It can be the church as we see it in Acts 2 and Acts 4. And we can be longing for that. It can be some mega church model. It can be an emergent model or whatever. But sometimes that blinds us to how quickly we can grow dissatisfied with what we in fact have. And it's funny because I think we might readily acknowledge that wanting more, always wanting more in terms of possessions or money or something like that is wrong. We know that. I'm not sure we recognize the danger of always wanting more success. Always wanting more success, more growth, more spiritual, even more spiritual growth in ourselves or others, or more dramatic spiritual experiences. And I realize when I say that, it's a complicated kind of statement because always wanting more good things can be problematic. But we do live in a tension between being grateful for what we have and wanting to strive for excellence and growth. I mean, it really is a tension there for us. But given our cultural emphasis on growth and success, which tends to be how we define excellence, gratitude ends up being overlooked, and contentment is misinterpreted as an absence of drive or vision. So we struggle with a tension between being grateful and striving for excellence, but culturally we're more likely to overlook gratitude and to overlook the good that's around us. Spiritual pornography takes a lot of forms, but it often contributes to a blindness to God's grace and abundance in our lives. I think another issue around this is that culturally our tendency, especially for Americans, is to think that we are most effective when we are identifying problems and then working hard to fix them. I mean, we sort of have an analytic problem-solving approach. And we think that whatever they are, we'll work on it, and if we try harder, we'll get there eventually. And yet, I almost think that gratitude and thanksgiving need to be our first and last word. Certainly, analysis and hard work are important, but more frequently, our efforts at improvement in ourselves, as well as in other people, may need to be framed by grace and thankfulness and affirmation.